The Huey Edwards VC rest area, established in 2000, is 9 kilometres south of Max Reef Road in the Federal Highway off-ramp to Cooma. The rest area incorporates the RWEF Association's Memorial Groves. To return to the highway, proceed along Horse Park Drive and turn right at the intersection, then left onto the loading ramp back to the Federal Highway with the green sign to Canberra.
Huey Edwards joined the Australian Army in the mid-1930s, and about a year later he transferred to the Royal Australian Air Force, and after he graduated as a pilot, he transferred to the Royal Air Force. So while an Australian, he actually was awarded the Victoria Cross as a member of the Royal Air Force, but we still call him an Aussie. During the war, he commanded 105 Squadron of the Royal Air Force. In June of 1941, he was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. The following month, he made a low-level attack on Bremen, Germany. This attack was carried out under very heavy fire. He was under German flak attack for about 10 minutes. His aircraft was hit 20 times. He managed to successfully bomb his target and then bring most of his aircraft back to England, and he was awarded the Victoria Cross. The following December, he led another attack on the Philips radio factory at Eindhoven in Holland and was awarded the Distinguished Service Order and became the first airman in the Second World War to be awarded the Victoria Cross, the Distinguished Service Order and the Distinguished Flying Cross. He was being sent in to do something quite extraordinary, low-level daylight attacks against heavy enemy fire. I think that he carried out his orders in a brilliant manner, which was recognised. However, I think it was also recognised that this was not the way to conduct a bombing campaign, and the main bombing campaign for the rest of the war by the Royal Air Force was night bombing. He continued in the Royal Air Force after the war, having a number of distinguished appointments. After he retired from the Royal Air Force, he returned to Australia, and in 1974-1975, he was Governor of Western Australia, but ill health forced him to resign. He died in 1982, and his widow presented his medals to the Australian War Memorial.